You're listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show with
Joe
and our special guest.
It's James. Yeah, thanks.
welcome to the show, James.
Thanks.
James is back. We are back from Halloween time. It was so crazy that I don't really remember what happened, but it was nuts. It was amazing.
I remember it was blood soaked.
It was blood. I like blood in Halloween put together. James, did you dress up? I don't think I saw you on Halloween.
You know, this is another Halloween of me not dressing up or doing anything.
Did you ever dress up for anything in Halloween before?
It's been a long time.
I remember when I was younger, Matt Shaw, our friend, the first memory of Halloween I have is me, I think, dressing up maybe as like a bat. And then Matt dressed up as a shark. It was awesome.
Dressed up as animals.
Yeah, I guess so. We dressed
like
up
you,
as animals.
You weren't even like Batman. You were just a bat.
Yeah, I was like a bat. Because you know, like
you're supposed to scare away the evil spirits. That's what the whole thing's all about.
Is really that's what Halloween's supposed to be is about?
Yeah.
Some of the first outfits I remember having were I did dress like Dorothy for a few years, and I had like a witch outfit, like a black witch outfit.
Wait, what? Then, if you dress as Dorothy and you're a witch?
Well, like, these are separate times. I can't remember what my first outfit was.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my first outfit, I think I might have been a princess. And I was wearing, like, my pink pajamas, and then I made, like, a paper dunce cap that had, like, ribbons on it.
See, those are acceptable costumes these days.
But this is like when I was like 3 or something.
Oh, okay,
I was
okay.
Like a princess.
All right, I thought I was like I thought
I'm
I was
talking
like
about
high
my
school or something.
You
like
said
that.
My first costume.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that what you're saying? Your first costume was a bat. Well, I think my first that I can remember was the princess one.
That's cool.
I was wearing like basically like pink pajama gown, and then like a paper dunce cap that was pink with like streamers or something attached to it or some type of like gift wrap. That I made for like the tip point of the hat, and then I also like my parents, I don't remember them buying many outfits, but I did have that witch one that was like a very low cost witch outfit.
Yeah.
But then I also did have one of those plastic ones that you just like wear a mask and then you have like the full body like jumpsuit, and I was Garfield.
Now let me
I had a Garfield one.
Let me ask you this, like. What do you think of basically all the girls now? Even the shy ones during Halloween are basically going out and dressing like skanks. Is that something that you find appealing, or something that's like you're like, wow, that's new, or
that's
awesome?
That's our society now.
I blame MTV.
You blame MTV?
Well, because even if you go
Kanye
to like,
West, you blame Kanye West.
I blame rap music.
shake your booty. But if you go to basically like any Halloween store, even if it's like. Even if it's not like Fredericks of Hollywood, like
Fredericks
you know,
of Hollywood, yeah.
And you go to like any Halloween store really, and it's like slutting it up outfits. It's not even like.
But those are the adult outfits.
No, it's but like, those are the kids' outfits now.
Are the kids' outfits directly like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
They dress like Jesus.
No,
there is a Jesus outfit.
Imagine dressing like Jesus for Christmas
or for
Halloween.
Jesus.
James, I don't think
slutty
I,
Jesus.
Did you?
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Slutty.
That's fucked up.
Slutty Mary.
That's
Mary.
Messed up.
That would be a slutty Mary.
Oh no! All right, that's too far.
Dude, hey James, did I ever tell you this? But when we were in LA, and we were driving around, we actually saw like. Someone.
Oh, we saw Jesus.
We saw Jesus.
What do you mean you saw Jesus?
There's a guy dressed up. And it wasn't Halloween or any special event. It was like in January, the middle of January.
He had a beard and he was all dressed in white. Like he was wearing sandals.
Like a white robe.
And like.
Oh, wait a minute. You did tell me about that.
Yeah.
And then he was just walking around and it was Jesus. And then we went like around a few blocks to try to catch him.
And then he disappeared.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't know where he went. He might have went into a
bar
or something.
Maybe he's going to appear tonight. What's supposed to be? What'd you say? Like the Halloween is supposed to scare away the The demons or
something?
I don't
know. This is why we need the computer here.
Well, if we go on the
computer, this is the
computer, James, you know what happens if we go on the computer again? You're
gonna go
right to chat roulette again.
All
right, it's gonna be the Halloween edition of chat roulette.
Chat roulette is over.
That is actually something that might be interesting for you to do, James, on your porn computer. You should go chat roulette on Halloween and see what happens then.
People like dress their cocks up for Halloween.
Abraham
Lincoln today.
Next year, has a mustache and a beard, or one of those nose glasses things with the mustache.
Monocle.
Next year for Halloween, go to chat roulette and see what's going on there. Everyone's all dressed up. What did you say? Yeah. Put monocles on a big guy.
No, you know those glasses.
You know who that would end up being? These men.
See, this is one thing. We brought up earlier before, James, because you're listening. Or like last week, you're talking about like like off the radio, you're like, you know, I was listening to past Carolyn and Joe show episodes, and you know what? Carolyn's pretty raunchy.
Yeah, well, her commentary is getting a little more edgy.
Is that something that you take advantage of, Carolyn? People take your persona and then you come out swinging, basically. Is that something you take notice of?
I just kind of rock the show.
I need to rock the show.
This is America, damn it. You get freedom of speech.
You do.
Freedom of...
That's my most treasured...
radio.
That's my most treasured element of the Constitution, is freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
Live free or die. Damn it.
But would you say live free or die?
You know what? Basically, with hard. All, like, the whole, like, penis thing and, like, the whole...
The penis thing.
What about
the vagina thing?
Were we talking about penises?
Why aren't girls showing just their vaginas, then?
See one that time. When we were on the chat roulette episode that we did, we saw one. Yeah.
Did we see boobs?
I don't think we saw boobs, but we definitely saw a vagina.
You told those girls to show their boobs, didn't you?
Yep.
No, you said, show your tits.
That's right.
We're like, wait a minute.
They didn't, though. They wussed out.
But there was like a delay. I feel like maybe they skipped us before they heard it.
See, now I wonder, if I was a girl, I wonder if I would show my boobs. Would you? I don't know.
I don't.
Well, that's a good question, James, that I proposed to you at this very moment.
James is like...
If you were the female version of you, would you show your... Well, first of all, how would you describe the female version of you?
That question is kind of unanswerable, you have boobs, you wouldn't...
No, I want to know what...
No, you don't know what it's like.
No, I don't know. If there's a female version of James, how would you describe this female?
Well, see, the funny thing is, I do kind of show my boobs, and I'm a male. Already.
Well, do you show your penis on there?
No, I don't do that. No.
So, like, then you wouldn't show your boobs if you were a girl. That's the equivalent.
If I may.
What do you mean, if you may?
When I go around, like, just to intimidate people sometimes, I try to...
See, you do intimidate people a lot, though. You do that for...
You're like,
last week when you brought that, you took the face,
police face.
You took the victim angle on this. You took the victim angle of someone being scared of you. But I have a feeling you opened that door... This is just what I was trying to bring up last week. I have a feeling you opened the door last week, like, fast as shit, because someone just woke you up, man. And you're like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah, I probably did.
I remember what...
anyway, I like to bounce my pecs at people.
What?
Just to, you know...
Like Lex Luger.
Just to let them know...
Like Lex Luger.
Who's in charge.
So if you're a woman...
Yeah, like Luger. Exactly like Luger.
Because Chris Masters does that now, too, on WWE, but he does it to music.
What? You Masterpiece?
Know, yeah, the Masterpiece.
Is he back?
Yeah, he's back.
He's back?
Yeah, he's back.
Is he huge?
Yep. He's all roided up.
He's back on steroids?
He's all roided up. He's back on steroids.
He has to be.
Now, James, can you pick out whenever someone is on steroids? Like, can you be like, look at someone? Is that the first intuition? You're like, when someone has a lot of muscle, you're like, that motherfucker's on steroids.
Yes.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
Even when Randy Orton was on it, you could tell.
Or what are the signs of steroids?
When they're just absolutely jacked and ripped. And you can tell sometimes, like, other things. Acne crap on their back.
Wait, explain to me what jacked and ripped is. Like, so it's like hardcore veins.
And just
always, like, tensing and muscle and shit.
Well, you know when you see guys that are like Scott Steiner, where their muscles are just so huge and defined?
Is that not like
absolutely cut up and the veins popping
thing?
Out everywhere?
That's not a natural
thing?
No,
you can't get like that naturally.
No one can do that?
No.
All the muscle magazines I've seen that.
They're all on steroids, man.
Are they?
Unless you have, like, really, really good, like, perfect genes or something, and you just absolutely don't eat any fat or anything like that. You have, like a perfect diet.
Like Morrison. Like John Morrison, I will say, is not on steroids, but he is, like, perfectly cut like that.
You know what we're talking about, James?
No.
Oh, man, he's the guy that comes out when it's, like, slow motion. and he has like longer hair.
What?
He has long hair.
Like Fabio?
Kinda.
Slow motion.
Yeah. When he comes out, they put like the frame rate in slow motion.
I love how we try and describe.
Well, what is it? On what?
On WWE. On wrestling. He's on Raw.
John Morrison. It would help if you knew what he looked like, but basically I don't think he's on steroids, but he's like one of those type of people that like he works out like his body really well, and he probably has like 1% body fat.
Did you ever think about taking steroids?
Macho Man? I've wished that I could, but they'll shrink my D's.
What, you wish that you could?
Yeah.
Is that the only reason why you did? Because it would shrink your D's?
Well, here, let's go over the reasons not to take steroids.
All right.
One, they're illegal. Two, I get drug tested at work. And I used to in the military, so I would get fired or in trouble. Three, they shrink your gonads.
Like, is that guarantee?
I don't know. Medical science proves it. I don't know. That's what they say. What else?
It messes up your skin.
Oh, it makes you an asshole.
Like, yeah, what? It makes you an asshole?
Yeah.
It intensifies your, what's it called, your testosterone or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
And it gives you body acne?
Doesn't it also, like, with women, it gives women facial hair?
And deeper voices?
Because it gives them, like, you know, the testosterone.
I mean, look at China. She took steroids.
Yeah, but her voice is all high. Was it high?
I mean, she probably had facial hair.
Wait, China took steroids?
Yeah. She had to, man. Look at her.
Or Nicole Bass. Remember Nicole Bass?
Oh, yeah. That was a roid monger.
Yeah.
She was on roids. See, that's a woman that takes steroids. See, women can't get huge like that. All those female bodybuilders.
That's not natural?
No, there's no...
Women are
always... They don't want to lift weights or work out and whatever because they're like, oh, I don't want to get big like that and look like a man. You know, you can't unless you take steroids. All those female bodybuilders are on steroids.
I don't care
what anybody says.
But you start making it sound like it's so easy to get steroids. Is it really like that deal? It's like, oh, I can just go to this place ask Carolyn, Carolyn has steroids or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty easy to get weed and cocaine, too.
That's a good point.
Fuck it.
someone knows.
Just don't get caught with it.
Yeah, someone knows out there.
I'm definitely not, encouraging anybody to do that because it's illegal and, you're a shitbag if you do it.
The Carolyn and Joe Show is against steroids and any other types of drugs.
Specifically since I'm straight edge.
As well as their guests. Are you?
Huh?
Are you?
Am I? Aren't I?
What exactly is straight edge?
All right, Carolyn. Tell them, Hawk.
Straight edge.
I know.
Straight edge means I'm better than you.
That's a challenge. Right
there. Straight edge means I'm better than you.
Straight edge. That means you don't do drugs or alcohol.
No drugs, alcohol.
What else? Is that it?
To me, that's pretty much it.
Oh.
Okay. There's other forms of it if you want to go more in depth, but it's mostly like no drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, very well.
Some people take it to extreme lengths, like they won't have any caffeine. I'm not at that point where I won't drink a soda. But there are some people out there, like, those are more of, like, the, like, vegan type of straight edge people.
Is that something you've ever thought about? Vegan life or vegetarian? Is that something that ever, like, was appealing to either one of you?
I would never, like, want to necessarily be a vegetarian, but, there's been times recently where I feel like I eat like a vegetarian because I haven't eaten much meat recently, but that's not necessarily by choice. It just happens to be how I feel. But I don't like not eat meat. So, but I think I like to live life the way based on the Native American standard of like,
what's that?
If I eat meat. Like, it's because the animal was meant to be here on Earth.
What's
like,
the phrase?
For like, nutrition.
They use every like, part
eat,
of the buffalo?
Eat every part of the buffalo. So basically, like, if a buffalo dies, I will, like, take advantage of every part of it. So I'll eat it.
Eat the eyeballs?
I'll find a reason to, like, use the eyeballs. Or I'll find a reason to, like, use the head and use the bone and use the skin. So that's, like, you know, the Native Americans would, like, use the skin as, like, a blanket or, like, use the bone to make a knife or something out of it. So basically, like, you know, if an animal sacrifices their life, I would want it to be, every part of them to be used for something.
Huh.
What do you think about that, James?
Yeah, well, I can respect that. However, I don't know, I'm kind of lazy. I would just eat the meat and
just throw the rest of them. Yeah.
Like, well, we don't really. The thing is, like, in our time period right now, we don't live in like the frontier time. You know, we're there like bow and arrow shooting.
Yeah, but they do. The deer. They do use up every piece of it. Like, they find a way for like the cow. They use every part of that cow, yeah, man.
Exactly.
Jello, they use the bones, man. Jello's bones.
Yeah.
Ground up bones.
Yeah. There's a lot of vegetarians don't want to eat Jello.
It's tight.
I don't know. Oh, man.
I want to go to Roy
Rogers.
But I
guess what
Rogers.
I'm saying is, like, I'm not against vegetarians, but what I'm saying about it is that, like, there's, like, those animals are on Earth for a reason. You know, like, they get...
Carolyn, is there any type of fast food that you wish you had at this very moment? Like, is there anything that's missing?
I went to Roy Rogers the other day.
I
Did
just
you?
Ate, yeah. So I'm full.
In Delaware at the rest stop.
A Roy Rogers? Oh.
Yeah. I went to
is
New
that
York.
The same... Rest stop that we... ours is in New Jersey.
That's in New Jersey.
Go ahead.
You went to New York, though,
but it was
right?
the Roy Rogers
Yeah, I went to
way.
New York for like the last weekend of the regular season for baseball.
Yeah.
The Nationals playing the Mets. On the way back, yeah, we stopped at Roy Rogers. I got a couple burgers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a couple burgers?
I was so hungry. It was like that time when I had the Fiesta fries. Like, I brought the burgers back out to the car.
You're like a zombie just eating constant brains, man.
Yeah. We were all ready to go and like just get back on the road. And
who was we? Was it you and Huzzard?
No, me and Michelle. And we went up there and stayed with my grandma.
Yeah.
And went to the game with my cousins. Anyway, that's another story. So anyway,
that's not the focus of the story.
She was all ready to go because we just stopped like get some gas and then make a rest stop and whatever. And I just happened to go ahead and get some burgers. And I got a couple of bacon cheeseburgers and went back in the car and we sat down.
Oh, so you didn't even eat inside. You just chowed while you're driving.
Yeah. And I was driving and she was all ready to go, but I was so hungry. And I was like, God damn, I can't drive unless I eat. And I opened the first burger and I threw it down like in 3 bites. And then I took the second one out.
Man.
I took the second one out and ate like probably half of it. And I was like, you know what? I'm probably going to regret having this burger.
Because I can tell you the truth, man. Pretty much every time I've eaten McDonald's recently, I paid for it. Yeah. I paid for it with my livelihood, man. My stomach has just been destroyed. Except for their, what's it called? The hash browns. I never regret hash browns.
Dude, I almost died the other day with this gyro I ordered.
From where?
Ooh, gyros.
Should we list where so people cannot die?
Yeah.
I don't want to because this place is always... giving me good food in the past.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Can you say the first letter?
You can't do that.
Well, I'll say it's in Manassas. It's in Manassas, Virginia, that is, for folks unfamiliar with Virginia.
All right, fair enough.
And it's a pizza and subs establishment.
They usually have really good food.
And I order from them pretty frequently at work, and they usually hook me up. Like, if I order wings, there's supposed to be, like 10 wings in an order. Like, sometimes they'll give you, like, 15 for the same price. They'll just throw them in there, yeah. Same with the Chinese food place that I order from all the time. They'll hook you up. Like, you order the order of egg rolls, which comes with 4.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll throw, like, 8, 9, 10 egg rolls in a bag.
Just throw it in there.
And it's the same price, yeah.
That's awesome. They should.
They hook you up, man.
Because egg rolls, really, man. Like, I make egg rolls. And, like, for places that just give you, like, 2 or 4, yeah. I'm just like, come on. Come on, dog.
You ever order Chinese food and do it, like, in the Chinese voice?
Like, I don't even,
you're like, I want to order King Jong Il.
I used to do that in college. I said that in college. I ordered it on the phone. I said, the broken chair from the event. let me get an order of shrimp fried rye. And the guy goes, oh, shrimp fried rye? Okay. Like, he's writing it down.
Like, yeah.
General Tso chicken?
Number 2.
Oh, General Tso chicken? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I always wonder how it is to be like a waiter for something like that. I always wonder like if I'd make like a great waiter at a restaurant or something. Like, number 2, because people always ask you, what do you like? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you recommend?
I went to a pizza place.
Everything's good, really.
Exactly, that's what happens. Like, I went to a pizza place last week, and so we asked like, so what's a good pizza? And then he was like, everything's good. And I was like, you're just fucking saying that. Like, name one of them. And he went down and he's like, so the Hawaiian's good. And then the barbecue one is good. And the chicken. And then the other blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you just listed every single pizza, man.
Have you ever been to California Pizza Kitchen?
I have been. And they have like the wrap, like the lettuce wrap. And with the it's like a Thai wrap. Dude, it tastes so good. You know what I'm talking about? You never had that?
No, but I had the shrimp
delicious.
Pizza.
What? A shrimp pizza?
Grilled shrimp pizza.
How's that taste?
Worst thing I've ever had in
my
life.
I'm not having that.
It was absolutely terrible. It just smelled like death when they brought it to the table.
It smelled like death?
Yeah. I bet it probably tastes okay, but I have had like some type of seafood pizza and it smells weird.
I don't think
seafood. No, it tasted disgusting.
It was gross.
I don't think seafood's good on a pizza, man.
No, no, it's not.
Even though Husser gets like anchovies.
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
I think he does that just to be absurd. Hardcore. Yeah. You know, like just to be like, oh, I'm so absurd. I'm going to eat this.
I can take this.
You say absurd?
I don't think he actually, like, I could be wrong, but I don't think he actually really enjoys the taste that much. I think he just does that just to be like, I'm going to eat anchovies on my pizza.
Have you ever done that? Like, you tried to, I remember watching Mr. Bean one time and he did something.
Oh, some, my God, I hate Mr. Bean.
He did something like that. Like, someone was, like, eating, like, oysters. Like, he was at, like, a buffet line and, Mr. Bean saw like the guy take one oyster, then he took one oyster, then the other guy took an oyster, then he took two oysters and kept on climbing up, and then he started like, then one guy tasted it and then he was like, well, I'm gonna eat all of mine. And then the guy who tasted it, he was like, he spit it out like something was wrong with it, and he showed it to the waiter. So it's like, this is all bad. And then Mr. Bean just like ate 12
of them. Mr. Bean showed him up.
Yeah, but then he got sick later on because he ate all the bad ones.
Well, now Mr. Bean, I used to watch that late at night after.
Can't stand Mr.
After
Bean.
What?
After, that's like, to me, he's like, beers. So annoying.
Because Dream On, that's like the HBO stuff. They had like Mr. Bean, Dream On,
Mr.
and all.
Mr. Bean is the bomb.
Why do you hate Mr. Bean, though, Carol?
I cannot stand him.
You can't just say that on the Carol and Joe show.
I look at him.
Give me reasons. I want specifics.
I don't like his race. I don't like the way he walks.
I don't like his race.
I don't like his face.
Right,
I really
fair
don't.
Enough, fair enough.
Like his face when I look
fair
at it.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Like, I like,
fair, you fair
know,
game. Fair
you
game.
You know, last episode, last week, I was talking about that True Blood girl, Anna Paquin, how I didn't really like her.
Because of her face?
No, it's not even because of her face. I just don't like her presence. But like, but you know what? I will watch.
Would you say this to her face? Because you know when you're on the Carolyn and Joe show, everything, and you know the rules of the Carolyn and Joe show. If you're gonna say this to somebody, you gotta say it to the face.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know her, so I don't know how she is.
You're gonna walk up to Mr. Bean and be like, "I don't like you, Mr. Bean."
No, because that's a different time and place. I'm not gonna go out of my way to tell somebody that I don't like them.
That's true. It's actually pretty hard to go to someone face to face and be like, "Listen,
I mean, if
I don't
he
like
was
you.
To confront me and be like, "Hey, Carolyn, I was listening to your radio show and you said you didn't really like my,"
I would cut
like
him off
me.
And be like, "Oh, thanks for listening." So he has nowhere to go.
You know, like I would actually acknowledge it, but I'm not gonna go. Like, if I saw Mr. Bean walking around, I wouldn't like go up to him and be like, "I hate your guts."
I still don't know why, like, you dislike Mr. Bean.
No,
because he's
no,
like
the
quirky
thing is,
character.
Is like, well, with Anna Paquin,
you
it's
think
like
he's lame.
With right? Anna Paquin, it's like I would rather watch her than Mr. Bean, even because Mr. Bean to me, he's like, honestly, I mean, maybe you can change my ways, but the thing is like, on every time I've ever seen him, he just like. My skin gets like crawls with like ickiness.
Because
like,
you think
I'm
he's homosexual?
Like, is he?
No, I just don't know.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a problem if he was. Because
Mr.
Like,
Bean doesn't talk though, right?
No, he just says his name every once in a while. When they ask him his name, he says,
like,
Bean.
Like,
is, that,
like,
is that his gimmick? That's what he does?
Like, he just kind of like reminds me of farts.
You know what's gonna.
What?
Like, when I look at him.
Just thinking about a fart. Like, well, it's like some people, you just look at them and they look like they smell.
Does Mr. Bean look like that?
Like,
no,
Bean,
no, he does. Not to me.
No, he looks like he just farted. Like,
James, describe Mr. Bean for people who haven't. For people,
his
everybody
eyes,
knows Mr. Bean.
His eyes look like
don't
he
look
just
him up
farted.
On Netflix, YouTube.
Doesn't his eyes look like he just farted?
Like he's like,
like he's like surprised
he
that
almost,
he just farted.
Do you know who Mr. Bean looks like? Mr. Bean looks like Gargamel from the Smurfs. That also he's reminded me of. He's Gargamel.
No, Gargamel's a little bit better.
Mr. Bean,
Mr. Gargamel's better.
Yeah, Gargamel's way better, and he's gonna be right. Played by
we've
the
taken,
guy who does the Simpsons. Who's that guy? The guy that was in the Mitch album. Like movie.
Now I forget, like Frank something.
I can't remember.
But
now
that we got the pro Mr. The anti Mr. Bean, James, why should people like Mr. Bean? Or why do you like Mr. Bean? It doesn't matter, you know.
Because he smells like farts.
Since
like
you guys farts. Are straight edge, maybe you can't like relate, farts. But I liked it.
Don't bring up the straight
when
edge.
When I was
thing.
No, I'm saying. You know,
you make it sound like I've never hung out with people who drink or smoke or anything, which is that's
saying,
like 90% of people I do.
I used to throw back some cold ones late at night, you know, at the end of my day. You know, because I like to drink at night.
Yeah.
After I take care of all my business. Samuel L. Jackson. Actually, he said, I get high at night. You know, take care of all my business. You remember that, Jackie Brown? Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Jackie Brown, he was crazy in Jackie Brown.
So anyway, you know, that used to come on Nickelodeon or whatever it was, TV Land.
Yeah.
And I used to watch that after having some beers. Oh, man. Some of the best laughs ever. because he's just so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's just silly. I mean, it's like good natured fun. You know?
I mean, I like Mr. Bean. I'll go out because I remember watching Mr. Bean like back in HBO a long time. I had no idea what the concept of Mr. Bean was, but I was like,
exactly, doesn't make any sense. He just gets in all kinds of predicaments.
And this is a British. He's a British. Like that's a British comedy too. Haven't you ever noticed everyone around him is all British?
Yeah, it is.
It's like, oh, Mr. Bean.
Do they have bad teeth?
Yeah.
But wait a minute, I think he talks in the movie.
In like the Mr. Bean movie?
Yeah, I never saw the movie.
If he does, that ruins the whole gimmick of Mr. Bean if he talks.
I think he talks a little more. I'm not sure. I'll watch it on Netflix.
He does have interesting facial. You're just going to go home and watch Mr. Bean in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can take Mr. Bean for a whole hour and a half though, man.
How come he hasn't done anything recently? Like, what's up with, like, Roland Atkinson or whatever?
Oh, no, he died, didn't he?
He died?
I think he died.
Oh, my God, he died?
He died, Carolyn. Now you gotta really like him.
Wait a minute, I think he died a couple years ago.
What'd he die of? Silence?
I don't know. Oh, damn it, we need the computer. Oh, wait.
What, you do have...
The droid.
Droid.
When you turn that on, does it say that?
When I get a text message, it does.
Oh, man.
Send me a text and you'll hear.
You know, we can record an MP3 of your voice, James, and then you can upload it on that and make it a ring.
Hey, dumbass, answer the phone. All right, what am I looking for?
You're looking for
Roland
Atkinson.
You know what would be cool, Joe? Once we like fix up our site, if we have like little things people can download for their phone.
Like sound bites?
Yeah.
We can.
Totally. And we can
That'd
just
be awesome.
Like, have them for free for download.
And the first thing I would have is James saying what? What? You can have that, or me. I'd have the phrase like, let's break it down. Break it down for a second.
You say that a lot.
Let's break it. What will be your quote, Carolyn?
I don't know yet. I hope it's not something horrible.
It'll be like saying everyone has their own version of saying nigga, nigga, nigga.
I don't think we should have that.
Danny could say that. Danny will have his quote saying that. What was that thing he kept? I remember before every movie, before Bernie Mac died, there was some sort of like cancer or something that he was. That he would always say, like, I forget what it was. I forget, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah, I
remember.
We
need to call up Danny and figure it out.
The Bernie Mac.
Danny would know. He knows everything.
Danny would know.
We can take suggestions from audience.
There's all kinds of facts.
Live.
You
live
can email
facts.
Us. Do you have any suggestions for ringtones that you'd like? Email info@curls-studio.com.
Well, how would you feel, James, if we made this live and we introduced the fact of people being able to call us up? Because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, like all the, I feel the morning talk shows, you know, you're like, wow, how do they do it for 4 hours? But they actually get callers that can interact with me. Like, you know, the first thing they say is like, is this me? Is this me? You know, and then, you know, you ever notice that?
Or they're like, long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, and then they're like.
Oh, I hate that crap.
What, when they call the
callers? Long time listener, first time caller. Why would you listen to it for so long and then
Because it's like, it is a fact, really, because I listen to a ton of talk radio. I've been listening to talk radio ever since, you know, probably fourth grade. And
he's still alive.
Yeah,
anyway.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen,
I think
Mr.
that was
Bean
an internet hoax that he died.
Maybe it was.
There's internet hoax.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that,
go on.
That Perry Saturn died, but he's alive.
Oh man, I don't like Saturn either.
Viscera.
I hate his face.
Oh,
Saturn looks like he's cross-eyed,
like the best
man.
Face
you
ever.
Hate a lot of faces.
Saturn thinks like he's cross-eyed, dude.
You hate Anna Paquin's face. You hate Saturn's face. What were you saying about talk radio?
Well, but I've been listening to talk radio for a long time, and it is like a known fact that. Like, probably 90% or more of people listen to it a lot, but then they don't call. Like, the people that call is, like, under 10% that have, like, I guess, I don't know if it's guts or whatever, or just, like, the urge to, like, actually contribute to the conversation.
Yeah.
It's less than 10%. But now, like, a lot of radio stations have been integrating, like, Twitter and texting and stuff, so people can just, like, comment that way. So maybe they're getting more viewer or listener participation.
Yeah, I
but basically, like, what I'm saying is that I've been listening to radio for most of my life, and really, I don't think I've ever called into a talk radio station ever. And I've, like, logged, if like, hour-wise, I've logged in, like, hours and days into, like, listening to talk radio, and I've never called in. Like, I've never felt compelled to really call in.
The only time I've ever called into any radio station, and this is probably the reason why I don't do it a whole lot, is for like those contests where you gotta be like the ninth caller or something like that. And I never get it.
That's a little bit different than calling in to actually commentate.
I don't know what else I would say. Like, because I usually like in the mornings they always like tell a story. It's like, They're like, oh, so what'd you do last night, man? Yeah, so we were at the Capitals game, and yeah, and then she showed her tits. That's usually something like that. Or nice. We have like a subject, and then people call up. I think that'd be great because usually we have to hold up the end of the, you know, the whole other end of the talking. But if someone were to call up, and we'd be like, so what do you think about this? And you know, so what do you think about Anna Paquin's face or Sarah Jessica Parker's face? And then you know, that'd be interesting to see how other people play off that too as well.
Yeah, I think Sarah Jessica Parker's face could be worse.
Sarah Jessica, who do you think out of all the celebrities has the worst face?
The worst face ever, or at the right now? Malcolm in the Middle. I hate his face.
Like Roland Atkinson. Roland Atkinson. I bet he actually, if he was like not the Mr. Bean character, he probably could be like okay.
Who's that guy?
That's James Kachaka.
Who the hell is that?
He's a comic book artist.
God, he's got a terrible face.
He has like he has gap teeth. Did you see it all the way from back here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has like pretty big gap in his teeth.
So you really dislike Roland Atkinson's face and...
But what I'm saying is that...
And James doesn't Roland, like Frankie Muniz's face.
But the guy who plays...
Agent Cody Blanks.
The guy who plays the guy who plays Mr. Bean, though, I feel like if he was in a different context, like not as Mr. Bean, he can probably just look normal.
Are you sure about that, though?
I don't know. I'll have to look. I don't really, like, Google him, so I don't know what he looks like, really. Like, I mean, I know what he looks like, but I don't really pay attention to his face. I try to avoid it because he smells like farts.
That's the only way to describe him, man.
He does.
Oh, man.
Like, when I, like, think about Mr. Bean, like, I think about the smell of beans.
Mr. Bean.
And then I just think about farts. Like, being in a room, imagine, like, a room where he farted in, and it was just, like, all this farts, but then there's no air.
And he's the only one that doesn't notice that he farted?
Yeah, I was, you know.
Has that ever happened? Has a stranger ever farted near you, and they didn't know that you were there?
I fart in the gym sometimes, and then I'll just, you know, I'll walk away and do another exercise on the other side of the room, and I'll just leave it there with the people that are working out.
Gross.
That's called crop dusting. Or, you just fart as you're walking through.
The worst was, like, my friend Audrey was telling this story about how in church, you know, when you're at that point where you're, like, you know, you're praying and you have your knees on the ground, you know, you bow.
Yeah,
you're kneeling. You're kneeling and...
your knees on the ground.
You're kneeling and, like, she said that the lady in front of her, like, definitely ripped a fart.
Nice.
And then, like...
She farting in church.
But that's the worst.
She was just like, ew, and then like later on, like the lady did it again. It's not like you can really go anywhere, and it's like right in front of you. And then like then later on in church, you have to like say hello to everyone and shake their hand.
Yeah. Damn it.
I sense the most farts in Walmart. That's usually what's happening.
That place is farts.
Fart Mart. That's usually what it's...
Oh, gross.
What's how it is.
Oh my gosh. One of my former coworkers, Lara, was telling me about how she was doing a yoga class and the girl...
That's the worst the time to
front,
fart.
The girl in front
that
of her farted.
The possible worst time to fart is in yoga when you're like holding a pose or whatever. You're holding...
You get your legs, or your feet like behind your head.
Just let's... Now breathe out. Breathe out.
No, don't breathe out from there.
Wrong end.
Damn it.
Were you the one that said, like, remember Mandy Pagliarini or something like that? Maybe it might have been Bovey. When Bovey was like in high school.
Or something.
Yeah, and she lifted up her leg and then like farted, and Bovey was like,
what?
Did you fart? And then and then Mandy goes like, no, I queefed. I was like, what's queef?
No, I never heard about that. That's
oh
disgusting.
Oh my god. I heard that story.
Oh man. God. Oh, damn it. Yeah, that was Danny, right?
Yeah.
Danny, that you know, he's the on the show every once in a while. Yeah. The Oracle, is that his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Anyway,
probably.
His name is Danny.
We actually offered him a challenge.
What?
To come back on the show.
Well, he hasn't been on yet, so he hasn't been able to.
He hasn't been, but we're gonna call him out every time we get a chance to.
Sweet.
So you hear this, Danny? Next time you're on here, we're gonna whip your ass, buddy. We're gonna rip your. We're gonna fart in your face.
Speaking of farts,
poor Danny, man.
Yeah. He and I exchange pretty ridiculous text messages, you know, back and forth every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you know, just talking about funny stuff. And I sent him a text one time. And I said, "Man, it rules when you like fill up a room full of gas, and then you like people walk into the room and then you leave and they have to like sit in there with it." And he's like, he goes, "Ha ha, yes, concentration camps rule." He takes him back. He's like, "Dude, that's not what I'm talking about." Oh, what I said was people walk in there and they just like die.
That's not even funny, man.
No, I said people walk in into the room and it destroys them. That's what I said.
Concentration camps.
I said, "No, damn it. I'm talking about when you fart in a room and somebody walks in." Like a small enclosed room.
He said concentration and he's like, camps roll.
He said, "Yes, I know. That's what I'm talking about." He says that's what he calls it. He calls it giving somebody a concentration game. He's like, "I like to do that at the bathroom at work," or something like that.
Ew. How can you control it? Like, how can you just like release it at certain times?
Like, sometimes you don't know people are coming. It hurts. You just do it, and then they walk in. Like when I'm in my office at work, you know, like working.
He said concentration game.
I said it rules when you fill up a room full of gas and then people walk in and they get destroyed.
they get destroyed.
Yeah. There's like another word for like somebody That's told terrible. Me about a Dutch oven. Do you know about a Dutch oven?
I've heard of a Mexican sauna.
What are you guys talking about?
Dutch oven's just like when somebody's sleeping under the covers and you fart. Or you hold their head under the covers or whatever.
No! No!
Wait, what is a Mexican oven?
A Mexican sauna?
Oh yeah, what's a Mexican sauna?
It's more like an adult-related maneuver.
Okay, can you tell us?
It involves the one person being under the covers and you fart.
What? How's that any different?
I don't know, think about it.
I remember I was flying, I don't know where I was flying to. So you're on a plane, right? That's the worst place to get trapped with someone laying a fart, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And a lot of people do that too, because you know the plane is all loud on the inside, so you can't really hear it.
Yeah.
But you can fucking smell that shit.
If I don't have somebody sitting exact like right immediately next to me, I'll just do it. I don't care. Screw it.
We got to this subject because of Mr. Bean.
Because he looks like farts.
He does. Oh, man, if somebody were to tell me, like, what does a fart look like? I would be like, have you seen Mr. Bean?
You know what kind of white people remind me of farts?
What was that?
It was scary. Like the white people that are...
Planet Terror.
Wait, you say what white people remind you of farts?
Like...
Is that Al Gore?
Like I said before, some people I just look at and they look like they smell. It's like the white people that have like really tanned kind of...
Like red
complexion.
Red skinish?
No, like... Like olive kind of complexion, but the white people.
Yeah, like
you know
Italians.
What I mean? No, there's some people that are like German and whatever too, but they.
So like
I don't
Hitler.
Know how to explain it. I can't think of an example. Who's somebody who went to school with or something?
Like a German person.
Come on, the music is building up specifically for you. Man.
No, some people just look like I don't know. Some they look like just farts. Look like they smell. Like the way that their hair is. Some people I just
like,
look at.
Name a celebrity that when you look at, you like you think that they smell.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think she actually probably smells decent. She has a whole bunch of fragrance lines.
I can't think of one.
Horatio Sands.
I can't think of one. Anyway.
I heard that he got skinny, but I haven't seen any pictures of it.
He got skinny. Now no one knows how he looks like anymore. You think that's
God,
weird
this
one?
This is scary music.
Well, you're talking about scary farts, man.
Oh, man.
Here you go. we're back in the bar.
I'm trying to think of a celebrity that looks like farts.
This is where you hear like pool balls clicking in the background.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy
looks
from
like that.
Al Gore.
Huh?
Who?
Al Gore.
Al Gore looks like farts. Robert Downey
Al
Jr.
Al Gore is insane.
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't smell like farts.
Or
he smells like flowers.
That's Seinfeld. Seinfeld looks like he farted.
Yeah! Seinfeld does look like he smells. Doesn't he? I think it's the hair. It's gotta be the haircut.
This big, that puff hair that he has.
I hate his hair.
Would you hang out with Jerry Seinfeld? How do you think hanging out with him would be? He would just constantly ask you questions.
Hey, you ever notice how
he would just be like that all the time. Well, what about this?
When I was in high school, I had two dreams about Jerry Seinfeld.
Do tell.
Yeah. I don't even know like how it even got to be like that because I don't really have like dreams that I remember.
Scott Baio looks like he smells.
Scott Baio.
Oh, Karate Kid. Ralph Macchio looks like he smells really bad. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of God.
You think Ralph Macchio looks like he
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but it just came to me.
Ralph Macchio looks like he smells real bad.
And Scott Baio.
Okay, he has to retire.
What's going on?
The conversation that started with Mr. Bean. Why do you think Ralph Macchio? What do you think Ralph Macchio is doing right now? Do you think his career was over right after the Karate Kid?
What was the last thing you saw? Fuck him.
You hope so?
No, he was in Beer League, wasn't he? Have you ever seen Beer League?
One of my friends was in Beer League.
What?
She was like one of those beer girls. I won't count her as a friend, but I know a person that was.
Dude, that movie is pretty funny.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's the plot?
There's this guy that lives with his mom, and he doesn't have a job, and he's pretty much a bum, but he plays in this, and he's a total loser.
What
he's
movie are we talking about?
Beer League?
Beer League.
I've never seen it.
Oh, wait, I'm mixed up with Beer Fest. It's two different movies, right?
Cover that just has, like, boobs.
Beer League. No, he plays in the softball league.
Talking about farts.
And Ralph Macchio was in this?
Yeah, Ralph Macchio is like...
Carolyn's dying.
This guy's like a total loser.
Let me drop your mic until you're ready to talk. This guy's a total... Was it Ralph Macchio?
No, not Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio is like his best friend. And
so he's not even the star of the movie?
No, he's like a co-star kind
of. Oh, okay, right on.
Sort of. Anyway, this guy ends up like hooking up with this hot chick. And but the guy's rival in the movie plays for another softball team in the league, and they dominate everybody.
Yeah.
And he hates the guy so much, and the guy's rich and owns a business and whatever. And so he just spends the movie trying to get back at him and trying to get the team good so they can beat him.
Yeah.
And like it turns out the hot chick that he's dating used to bang that guy and whatever, and then he rubs it in his face. And but the Ralph Macchio, you gotta see the movie. Ralph Macchio like, gets married and they have a bachelor party for him that the guy throws for him. And it ends up like somehow Ralph Macchio's future father-in-law shows up to the bachelor party and like gets in a fight with the guy. What the hell is the actor's name? Fuck. This is why we need the computer.
But you have the droid.
Those buttons are too tiny. I can't.
Then why should you buy the droid, dude?
Droid.
I should get a new phone sooner or later.
Get a droid.
I do want to get a droid, like an Incredible or something like that, or some X or whatever. I don't know what it is.
I get something.
I remember they had it on sale for like a dollar.
They start to sound like condom names or something.
What?
Like wait, Incredible X droid. Or whatever.
Wait. All right. What are condom names here?
Ribbed.
Now we're all silent.
I don't know.
Even out there, they're always sucks. Like maximum pleasure. You know, like.
that's like the strip club voice. Maximum prevalence. All right,
gentlemen, it's five more minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's all we remember. It's a two, two for one.
Let's hear it for
Crystal and Maximum Pleasure.
Kayla. I remember the last time I went to a strip club because I was trying to. We got like free passes because my friend Jake, he put our business card in their bowl that gets like the free lunch or something like that.
Nice.
And then like it always. But it's weird. Nice.
Go on. Detail.
Tell us about your free lunch.
But basically, what happens there? So you know, when you go there for lunch, there's no one there, right? So basically, all the girls that are working, like their central focus is on you, And I'm not gonna pay for like a lap dance, but like they all like they try to start guilt tripping you, even yeah. even the commentators like, come on guys, give the girls a little bit of love. And I was like, I'm here for a fucking free lunch. I mean the free lunch wasn't all that great either. Maybe we shouldn't have eaten that.
What type of stuff did they have?
They had like meatballs and pasta and like
they always have that.
Yeah,
it seems like.
Was it like old country buffet style?
They have like a little tiny, buffet setup.
Yeah, yeah, they have that.
It's like eight products.
It's funny because I was actually really excited about what their lunch was. Man, I was like,
you're like, man, I want to eat some of this. Yeah,
what? Jesus.
All right, gents, let's settle down here.
I'm excited about.
Let's get back on track here.
My parents listen to this.
What? Whose parents listen to this? Yours do? Mine don't.
Do your parents really listen to this?
I don't know.
Show?
Probably not. They always put the like if I post it on Facebook.
I don't think that they listen to it. They won't listen to it this far in anyway.
This is when people
probably,
are like...
Probably lost everyone after we talked about farts and Mr. Bean.
No way. They're keeping track of it now. They're like, oh my God, these guys are on a roll. No, but then you start...
Putties.
Oh, no. Putties.
Watch out, putties.
No, but then you feel all like... They're all like, come on, guys, give a little money. And we were really not wanting to... Because we had...
You're just hungry.
My friend
did you see any like snail trails on the pool?
Oh, God. Did you make that up?
You didn't make that up. I made that up.
You made that up?
No, I didn't make it up.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Did you see any? Was it clean? I mean, it was Richmond, so I have to ask.
Was it Richmond?
Yeah, it was Richmond, right? Where you got your free meal?
It was, and they started like, yeah, it was in Richmond.
I mean, was it clean? How do you rate the cleanliness?
It's never clean in there.
I like it when they walk
dirty
up there.
Pussy?
They grab the towel and they start wiping the pole down.
like the gymnasts getting ready to do like the onion bars.
Like, see, that's not really cleaning. That's just like merging the germs.
That's kind of.
They're trying to act like it's all like they're all disinfecting everything. You know, clean, sanitized.
I find it quite hilarious when you reject strippers though. They're always like, oh, okay, I can do anything you want. And, you know, how much if. $20. That's $20 too much. You get creative with your rejection. That's too much about that.
I kind of make it a game. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sell me on yourself. Why should I pick you out of all these women in here? Why should I pick you for a lap dance?
Why are you better than the glasses girl with the glasses over there? And that's the end of the story.
No,
how do they sell?
They're like, come on, you know, I'm the best.
I'm like, this is Virginia. You can't do shit.
Now one time. Girl got all upset. She got all bent out of shape. She got, all right, whatever. But
they give you like a cold shoulder, and they never talk to you ever again.
But the best is when I'm sitting there waiting for the 2-for-1, and then one will come up like during the you know the non-2-for-1 time, and be like, yeah, you want a lap dance? Like, you know what? I think I'm good right now. I think I'm gonna wait a little while, and then like 30 seconds later, be like, all right, gentlemen, it's time for the 2-for-1. I'm like, whoa, and I'll like just. Grab the closest one. Yeah. And then, like I'll come back out, and the girl will be all mad that I rejected.
Now this is what we were the most excited about when we went to this.
That's pretty harsh, man.
We had a friend named Matt that we took to the strip club, and it's the first time that I think he's ever seen like a girl sexually do sexual acts or dancing in front of him. And we're like, oh man, if I'm gonna spend money, I want to get this guy like a lap dance and shit like that. And we're like,
who's this?
His name is Matt.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know him. He looks like Harry Potter.
Nice.
Does he have glasses like Harry Potter?
Yeah, he has glasses.
Does he have a lightning strike on his forehead?
Does he look like McLovin?
Not too much like he looks really close to Harry Potter.
We don't have much time left in the show, so
oh damn it,
let's go.
But basically, what happens is instead of us using it, the money on ourselves, we're like going with Matt, like, who do you like, man? Who do you like? You like that chick? Let's go get that chick. And we start, you should go talk to him and stuff like that. And he's like, hey, he's like all nervous. Hey, like, can you want to do a dance? And just like
it's like asking a girl to dance in eighth grade.
You make me happy.
Make me happy.
But that was, to me, that was definitely worth it. I was like, we were like throwing down fives. Dude, give it to her, man. Give her the money, dude. Like on the, you know, when he's standing up there.
Yeah. So he was getting a dance for $5.
Well, we're giving him money so we can actually interact with the girls.
Oh, okay.
To go up to the.
Got it.
And then he'd be all shy about putting like the money anywhere. You're like, here. And like just drops it. Like, no, dude, you're supposed to go work it in, man. Work it in.
Put it in her thong.
Yeah. Oh, you don't watch Family Guy, do you? Do you?
No, I don't.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Have you ever seen it?
Just say it. Just describe it.
We've seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen. I've seen it before.
Oh, real quick. You know Quagmire?
Yeah.
Well, there was one time he was at the strip club and the girl was all up in his face with her booty. And he keeps going, and throwing money up in the air, just bills flying everywhere, every couple seconds. And I did that. Huzzard and I were sitting up at the next to the pole, and we're just, you know, watching the girl dance.
Yeah.
And I was like, Huzzard, watch this. I just took some ones, but at the same exact time as I did that, this girl like spins her leg around, kicks Huzzard right in the face with her with a high heel. And he was I was like, damn it, you didn't see it. He's like, that's because I got kicked in the face.
You guys were too close, man.
So pissed off about it.
This is a couple years ago.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed this show. Farts, strip clubs,
kick to the face.
Mr. Bean. I hope you enjoyed the best stuff. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
James, thank you for having me again.
Yes. Welcome to November.
James.
November.
Two for one.
To remember.
Two for one. See you later, Carolyn.
Bye, Joe.
Kind of human wreck is that you love?